so much better working together than working, you know, in competition with someone else. And that's part of the whole win-win philosophy that you're going to hear me mention about 300 times.
This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show. This session of the radio show shares my conversation with Dan Ferrick. He's part of the Franklin Interfaith Council food security team. We had our conversation via conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. We talk about Project Envoy, how February was good, and more restaurants were added for March. So the calendar is set. You can eat in or take out at the restaurant of the day per the calendar. This helps the restaurants during the pandemic. The restaurant in turn will contribute a portion of the sales to help the Franklin food pantry. This is a win-win-win for Franklin. The link to the Project Envoy page is included in the show notes. Our conversation runs about 16 minutes. So let's listen to my conversation with Dan Ferrick.
And I know these have been really trying times for restaurants, and it's a tough way to make a buck in the best of times. And for them to step up like this and participate, you know, didn't take a whole lot of cajoling, really told me a lot about who these people are.
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, anywhere on the internet at WFPR.FM and also on the local Franklin area dial at 102.9. Today, we have another discussion on Project Envoy. Dan, welcome. Glad to have you with us. And Dan Ferrick, if I pronounce that properly.
Ferrick, but Ferrick. You're not the first one to say it the wrong way.
We'll have some practice to make sure we do it right.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So tell a little bit about yourself, and then we can move into how you got involved with Project Envoy.
Sure. I've been a Franklin resident for 30 years, grew up in Medway and, you know, moved around a bit before that. But when I got married and settled down, we decided to move to Franklin. And it's been a wonderful town. My kids both went through, you know, public education system here. My wife worked in the public education system here for many years. I was working in Boston or traveling in my job. I was a salesperson for about 30 years. And the pandemic really kind of changed my trajectory. I had just turned 60, had planned to retire at some point and do something that mattered. Right. That's what I had always said was, you know, someday I'm going to stop chasing a buck and I'm going to do something that matters. Well, that day came quicker than I thought it would. My company went through a downsizing because of the pandemic. And I was fortunate enough that I didn't have to go back to work or try to find a job where, you know, again, I was flying all over the country in the middle of, you know, the COVID pandemic. But I also, you know, I got that itch to kind of, I want to do something. You know, this is working on me. I've worked on it long enough. It's time to help somebody else.
Give back.
And we had joined the Unitarian Church in Franklin, First Universalist Society in Franklin, technically, or FUSF, as we, shorthand it.
Yes,
exactly. We joined them about 15 years ago, and I was really just knocked out by the willingness of everyone in the congregation to participate in one way or another.
Sure.
But the idea of sitting on your hands and just, you know, showing up for an hour every Sunday didn't really cut it there, you know? But it wasn't that you got strong-armed either. It was that you just, you couldn't help but want to be involved, to be part of something bigger than yourself.
Sure.
And my wife was on the board of directors and was asked to join their food insecurity task force.
Okay.
And she and other members of the church and then other drove the task force toward a partnership with the Interfaith Council in Franklin. So all of the churches in Franklin.
Correct.
And which gives us basically access to, you know, thousands of families.
The 10 churches really cover the entire community.
Oh,
of which I think it's a subset that's actually on this, you know, food insecurity
multi-group. But yeah, that's just a wonderful collaboration, period.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, it's so much better working together than working, yes, you know, in competition with someone else. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the whole win-win philosophy that you're going to hear me mention about 300 times. But so, you know, they came up with this concept of Project Envoy, which was to create a win-win partnership where, you know, we're well aware of how restaurants have been struggling during the pandemic. My heart goes out to those people, you know, both the ownership and the employees, because it has been a real struggle. And, you know, I'm lucky enough that I was pretty insulated from that, and I mm-hmm. count my blessings every day.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that I'm not aware of what's going on. So when my wife told me about this initiative, and that, you know, the goal was to drive business to local restaurants, who in turn could then donate a portion of those proceeds to the Franklin Food Pantry, I was like, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, that's a win-win for sure.
Absolutely. And I'm like, so we can contribute by, you know, buying dinner. I'm okay with that. I like mm-hmm. to eat. And, you know, they started talking in the early days, and they were having some challenges getting enough restaurants on board. And it wasn't for lack of conviction or effort. I just think it was more the messaging than the messenger. It was the messenger, not the message. So I said, look, you know, if you want me to go in, I'll take a crack at them. I'm unafraid to go knock mm-hmm. on doors. And it's worked out great. And yeah. I think we have 11 restaurants now that are involved. And
I haven't counted, but the calendar is quite full. That's for sure.
It is. I mean, not weekend nights, but, you know, I think Sunday through Thursday, we've got pretty much every night covered. And it's a great program where, again, we try to drive awareness of the program and who the sponsoring restaurant is for that particular evening via social media. So it may be on, you know, FUSF's website, or there's a blast email sent to the FUSF email distribution list. And I'm sure that's happening at all of the other churches that are in the Interfaith Council and that are on board as well. Plus, you've got folks like yourself who are kind enough to, you know, lend us that public voice to bring awareness to it.
Yep.
And people who are just the ones who are buying the meals are talking it up on Facebook and on Twitter and on, you know, all these other social media platforms.
Sure.
Because it's a good thing.
Yeah.
And, you know,
sharing the meal. I've got this, I've got that. You see the plates and it's like, that looks good. I want to try that one. And maybe, I think we talked with Jane Fulton the first month to introduce sure enough, this. Yeah. It certainly gives an opportunity for people, you know, a little instigation. If you haven't tried a restaurant, this is a good time because, oh, by the way, there's a good cause for it. And if you got a favorite and they're on there, fine, go. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I think you're actually seeing people go back to other restaurants. Like, let's say they check out a place they hadn't been before.
Yep.
And their favorite restaurant might not have been on it for whatever reason. You know, they didn't get approached or the time mm-hmm. wasn't right. But I think you're seeing people go into restaurants now and say, hey, are you part of this Project Envoy program? So it really kind of becomes self-sustaining.
Sure.
And it's only a 3-month project right now. I would be surprised if it doesn't continue in one form or another.
Because who knows how long the pandemic's going to go at this point anyway.
Gosh, right? I know. Right.
You know, vaccine's coming, but we still got to be patient. But it's going to be here for a bit.
Absolutely. And everybody's got to eat. And I know that, you know, I'm the chef in the house. Mm-hmm. And I'm tired of cooking 7 nights a week, you know, 2 or 3 meals a day. So takeout sounds awfully good most of the time.
Yeah, a little break, a little variety. Yeah,
sure enough. And the owners of the restaurants that I've been working with have really blown me away. You know, I had taken time to really kind of hone the message of, you know, I got to make these guys know it's about them and I'm not there with my hand out.
Right.
And as soon as I said, you know, I'm with, you know, the Franklin Interfaith Council, where we have this Project Envoy going on to develop a win-win situation between you guys who need business and the food pantry. And they were like, stop there, I'm in. I was just amazed. It's like, yep, we love the community. We want to help any way we can. What do we do? Yep. And from there, you know, they've been great. And I try to stop in once or twice a week at every one of them just to say, you know, how's it going? How are you doing? And the donations and the generosity of these guys, if I wasn't amazed enough at their willingness to participate to begin with, the generosity just totally was, I could not believe it. You know, we were asking for, you know, a percentage of their total business.
Sure.
5, 10, 15%, something like that.
Yeah.
Whatever you could afford. And again, the idea was to, they had to make money too.
That was the whole point. We certainly want to keep them in business because they're struggling at this point.
But the levels that, I mean, people have donated well beyond those levels that they signed up for. It's like, you know, yeah, we had a good night, so I'm going to give you much more than, you know, what I signed up for, which just, I couldn't believe it. And as a result, you know, we've produced over $2,000. And that's with not all of the checks coming in for people who participated in February.
Oh, that's good.
That's a lot of money. If you can wind up doing $10,000, let's say in a 3-month period, that makes a difference.
Oh, sure.
And everybody feels good about it. And nobody's going, well, that hurt me.
Yeah.
You know, it's no, you're the guy who bought, you know, a sub sandwich and the sandwich shop makes a buck. And then they, you know, pass a buck on to Franklin Food Pantry. No one's feeling that pinch.
Yeah.
It's just a win-win-win. And that to me is how you should do business. And we need that today more than ever. I mean, the willingness to cooperate, to work together towards a common goal, to stop talking about politics and focus on doing the right thing for each other.
Yes.
Because there's no political affiliation with any of that.
No, and I like the, certainly I've been doing a lot of that coordination, collaboration, cooperation. The other mix of terms, picking up on, it's not competition, it's more co-petition, cooperative competition.
Yep.
Right. As a longtime runner, particularly on a cross country team, the 1, 2, 3, you know, those points were important, but it was equally important for the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If they didn't even score it, they just pushed the other scorers further down. That kind of coordination, competition, you know, helping along, don't leave somebody behind. It's important.
Well, if one benefits, they all benefit. And if one suffers, then they all suffer. And I know these have been really trying times for restaurants. And it's a tough way to make a buck in the best of times. And for them to step up like this and participate, you know, didn't take a whole lot of cajoling.
Right.
Really told me a lot about who these people are. And they're just wonderful people. The same thing with everybody who's on this task force. I haven't met many of them for whatever reason, but I get on, you know, calls, and it is just incredible to me how committed they are. And no one's making a nickel. You know, it's all volunteer, but just smart, kind, hardworking people. And I was like, yeah, I'm in. If I can hang out with you guys, then, you know, I'm in. So basically, you know, I would expect it to keep going. That first month actually led to requests from additional restaurants to join the program.
Yep.
So there will continue to be a greater choice of restaurants to visit and to patronize in the coming months. So hopefully it'll take off even more than it has, but we're certainly off to a great start.
Part of the show notes for those listening will include the link to the food pantry page, where they have specifically off the food pantry page, the Project Envoy page. It has the calendar with the restaurants by month, by day of the week that you can visit, build your, you know, menu around that, or your shopping around that even. So if you're going to do something from Shaw's, so Stop and Shop in terms of your own food planning, and if you want to take a break from cooking as you do, then okay, we'll do this on this day, and then we'll have the takeout on, call it Wednesday or Thursday, from the restaurant that's participating that day. And it's all, you know, now it's integrated into the family, and now it becomes a kind of a real win-win-win. So
exactly. I actually, we have our calendar right on our refrigerator door, which kind of has led to more takeout than less takeout. But it's, so when you go and look in the refrigerator and go, leftovers, or hey, the Rome is, you know, participating tonight, and their pizza is amazing. So and again, that's a small sacrifice, and I use quotation fingers on sacrifice, for us to make to be able to patronize these people, because it's the meals are wonderful and you feel good for doing it. So
yeah,
that's, can't beat that.
No, it's all goodness. Well, let me thank you on behalf of the listeners, because they're just listening. Thank you for participating in this and for taking time today to share some of that good info and reinforcing the message that, you know, February is good. Let's make March better, and we'll be prepared for April and whatever else will take us to get us through this time, because we're all in it, and we'll get through it.
Well, Steve, I want to say thank you for having me and for helping to promote the initiative. You're really doing great work, and we appreciate it very much.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.